You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm sorry to everybody that's trying to get me on Facebook, but because I used Facebook to talk to people about the Nikki Freed campaign this morning, I was locked out for 24 hours, those dirtbags. But anyway, we've got a great supplement. Nikki's not here. Nikki was going to give a call. So, Eric, do you mind if I tell people a little bit about my experience that I had at the recount today?
Please.
All right. So I showed up at 8 o'clock this morning at the recount place where a whole bunch of people there already. They were all excited. I said, I'm Nikki Freed. Yay, Nikki. So all the ladies, all the other daughters want to go intern for Nikki. So, Nikki, I got a whole bunch of people who want to intern with you. They are so pleased. I go. Thank you for coming out and helping my niece. They go, thank you for helping your niece. I'm here to save America. We need to make America great. And so they were highly motivated people. They still are. I want you to know they're still out there working on this. They are highly motivated people. My heart goes out to them. They are American patriots. Go to my Facebook feed and you can check them out before Facebook locked me down. Now we're back with my friend Eric Rapkin. I took some of Eric's time right now, so thank you so much for that, Eric. You see, Facebook's going bananas in the corner. I don't know how to get on Facebook and see all that. But Eric is here. Eric was at the ICSC, the International Council of Shopping Centers, South Florida conference. So Eric was telling me a little bit about the vibe going on there. Eric, tell me more.
It was really, really terrific. So there were roundtable sessions in the morning, very well attended. Of course, because at ICSC events, terrific networking, just tremendous. Ken Krasno from Colliers did a retail market.
Oh, he's terrific.
Yes, he is.
He's terrific.
Right, and he was excellent. In fact, as soon as he was done, and I went over to tell him how terrific it was, I asked him to please make sure to send me the PowerPoint deck because I wanted to drill down a little more on some of the statistics he had in there for all three counties. So, you know, real estate is cooking. Things are really good right now. Retail is really strong. You know, the headlines for the last year have been retail apocalypse, death of retail. Well, it's just not true. There are, for sure, it's an evolution. It's a revolution. Things are changing, but things are really good, and there will be terrific survivors. The concepts of don't make it will just not change with the times. But retail is going very, very well right now, and everyone certainly at ICSC is feeling that. In fact, I'll put in a plug. The new Restoration Hardware catalog showed up at our house, a big, thick catalog. But I just happened to open up the front cover, and the CEO always has a letter that he writes in the front. The title of his letter, the new catalog was "The Death of Retail is Overrated."
It is,
and it was a really excellent essay on the it really captured the essence of what shopping is to people and why they go to be at places.
Well, why is that? What did he say?
Just to be around other people, to see things, to touch things that you can't do at home. So, and I'm sure you can just Google it and find that online, the Restoration Hardware letter in the new catalog. It really is an excellent, for anyone interested in retail, I recommend reading that letter.
Now, what about the malls? You know, they got these big malls. Some of the malls work, some of the malls don't work. You've got folks all over the country that do land use. What are your land use attorneys saying is the future of the out parcels at the malls?
You know, a lot of them are all changing. So, the great, great malls in the country are still doing great, but there are just way too many in some of the secondary and tertiary markets. Those kind of enclosed malls with the giant parking fields are not really what people are looking for right now. It's a different shopping experience, so they will all need to retool. One of the really interesting examples to me, and although we are involved as far as representing people involved in this, I can't talk too much about it, but the redevelopments that Seritage is doing on the former Sears sites at many of the terrific,
yes, of course,
malls.
Oh, Biscayne on 103rd Street is a huge, great site for them.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of
activity. Notice he said uh-huh, so that means he knows about that.
There's just a lot of activity going on really all over the country. It's a really good time to be in real estate, certainly for the next year. What do you think? Is it 2 years?
I think that you got another 2 years with the president not really having any real challenge on that. I think that it's got a lot of rope to play, and then we'll see what happens after that.
And one thing that I really want to talk about, even just briefly, is that something that is absolutely sweeping the real estate investment world right now are the qualified opportunity zones. Opportunity zones has the, and this is not hyperbole or exaggeration, it really does have the possibility of being the biggest game changer in real estate investment in our careers.
Okay, so I want to stop there. Okay, I want to do something. Do you guys have an expert on that at Ackerman?
We do.
Okay, is that person, where's that person physically located?
Actually, we have an opportunity zone team that we've established nationally.
Okay, so like I'm in Miami. Is there a guy in Miami that's a lady or person?
Well, in Miami, I would talk to Neeson Kasdan and Alex Deneau in our tax department. In fact, I have a good friend and a good friend who's starting an opportunity zone fund, and I connected him with Alex just the other day. He was extremely
Can I get these folks on my show to talk about opportunity zones?
I'm sure you can.
I'm going to have to talk to Neeson. He's been on the show. I like Neeson.
Yes.
He's got a great name, Neeson Kasdan.
Yes, former mayor of Miami Beach. Plug for Neeson.
Very resilient guy.
Yes. And you know, a lot of times you think of politicians as kind of glad handers and they smile really well, but they maybe sometimes not much behind it. He is absolutely a really, really terrific attorney, bright guy, does the work, really understands what's going on. And for example, the project we're sitting in, Brickell City Center, Neeson's team did the entire special area plan.
Which that's a funky kind of zoning that they almost invented to do this. It's just incredible. And when I say almost invented to do this, that's why you use Neeson.
And the team that he built in Miami, who are now even just on their own, Steve Wernick, you talk about zoning and land use in Wynwood, he's the man.
I'm selling Wynwood Yard. I'm broker from Wynwood Yard. It's going to close real soon. And so Wynwood's a place. So he could talk to me about Wynwood, huh?
And Wynwood Yard, they just press released today that they're going to be doing a similar concept at Downtown Doral. And I would imagine Armando's going to be talking about that tonight.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I know that a lot of the urban core areas are trying to activate corners with that. I'm working on another one up in Fort Lauderdale as well. So, Eric, so what do you think is going to be the trend? We're, you know, office space. Tell me a little bit about office space. I know you got a lot of clients that do industrial, too. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that stuff.
You know, industrial is interesting, in particular because the one of the evolutions that's going on in industrial is the last mile urban core of distribution. Whereas before, you could be in the suburbs in a giant warehouse with a giant parking field. Now, because of not only Amazon, but all retail distribution has to be as close in as possible to satisfy, if not next day delivery, same day delivery. We're getting to the point where people want to order something online and have it delivered that afternoon.
Well, they do, actually. That's what Amazon Prime is all about. That's why they're trying to find all these solutions out by Miami Gardens, and even sometimes you still can't get it to me in 2 hours from Miami Gardens.
And you need to be close in. So one of the things I'm very interested in, and these are starting to happen now around the country, it's not uncommon in places like Europe and Asia, but in America, multi-level distribution is rare. Where you have
you mean two floors, three floors
of warehouse distribution.
I guess
I don't mean a ground floor warehouse with upper level stores for the same one. I mean different tenants.
Like a vertical mall. Now you're going to do a vertical industrial thing.
And Prologis is doing one, I believe, in Seattle and San Francisco.
They've done this in Singapore or Shanghai.
Yeah, they're in Asia. These are in Asia. These are in Europe. They're just not really here yet. But they're now coming here. We have a client who bought a site near Kennedy Airport to do multi-level distribution.
That makes sense.
And it's really, really
cool.
And so industrial, which was always kind of the redheaded stepchild.
Now, how do you do the
real
estate turnaround on the third floor?
Right. You have ramps.
Are
that
you
go
kidding
up.
Me? That and then they have a parking lot. That's
yes.
it. Oh my God! I got
the bays are up higher. These are multi-level distribution facilities.
Sounds like we need to have like a whole day with Ackerman and your guys.
Absolutely.
All these thought leader days.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Ackerman thought leader.
And office is really interesting. And for South Florida, you know, in the last recession, we were a little bit overbuilt going into the recession, so there was some.
Well, it's kind of lumpy. You deliver office lumpy,
right? But now, you know, things are just really blowing and going in office. Vacancy rates are down.
They're building office everywhere.
Rates are up, and in fact, this was just announced 2 weeks ago. Our Ackerman's Fort Lauderdale office, we're going to be moving into the new Styles Project, the main Las Olas.
Just so you can take the elevator to go to Publix, so that way you don't have to leave ever to the office?
That's certainly.
This is the one at FAU?
This is the one on the Broward College site.
Right.
They're doing an office building.
And
an
a Publix. They won't announce it yet, but it's a green Publix. You can't say it, but I know it's a green Publix.
I don't think they've announced who it is, but they have said ground floor grocer on their, under the residential tower that's connected to the project we're moving into.
I said that to the style guys. They turned white as a sheet, which means that's who it is.
Well, they broke ground a couple of weeks ago. We had our senior management team from the firm all came to Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
Such an exciting
project.
Did
you use Brightline?
I think one of the guys may have come in on Brightline.
Yesterday I had a meeting with a guy with Brightline. He goes, I have an 8:15 ticket back on Brightline. I go, oh my God, I've never heard that before.
Yes. I've taken Brightline. I think it's fantastic. I really can't wait till it opens to Orlando. Full disclosure, I did a ton of work on that project in the early stages, especially the rights of way from Cocoa Beach to the Orlando airport. But very exciting project. If you haven't taken Brightline, I recommend it. It's really
fun. I'm really looking forward to doing it. I'm just so busy, I can't get on the train.
Well,
I can't leave town anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, if you need to meet someone in West Palm, get on Brightline, go up to West Palm, meet at City Place, get right back
on. I can work when I'm on Brightline.
Yes, you can. You have a great seat, like a first-class airline seat.
Really?
You have Wi-Fi, you're working on your laptop, and you're not driving an hour.
Do they have, like, a place I can get up and get a drink or something?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going. I want to do this like on a Saturday to have fun.
It's a terrific project.
I want to go on Saturday just to have like an outing.
Yes.
Listen, Eric, I want to, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. I know
thank
you got to get out there for your cocktail party.
Yes.
I want to thank you for all your support and help. I want to again say high five to Mindy. And let's work on getting something together about the opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, Jim.
Eric Rapkin,
thank you so much.
Head of Real Estate, Ackerman Centerfield, National Law Firm. I am so proud of you, Eric.
Thank you. Proud of you,
so
too.
Proud. Oh,
proud of everything you did for Nikki. Our older daughter is voting age, so my wife, Mindy, me,
my dad,
we all are. We all voted for Nikki, and we're proud to do it.
Oh, thank you. I'm giving the guy a hug. Wanted to take us to break.
Oh, Eric, I love you.
Love you, too.
Oh!